Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, May 31st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. The last day of May. Tomorrow we move into the real first days of summer. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day. Ours got rained out, but that seems kind of typical around here for Memorial Days. Now, as we said yesterday on our show, we've been talking a lot about some of the elements in radio, alternative talk radio, that are bad. But today, we're going to mention some of the hosts that are doing a good job. Before we get to these, though, we're going to talk about some of the criteria that we used and what we classify as the negative elements of alternative talk radio. The first, we think the most damning thing in alternative radio is this network structure. And anyone that reads our article that's on the Wing TV homepage is called Alternative Media Equals Mainstream Media. You'll see what this network structure does to some people that are actually good talk show hosts, but it puts such an envelope on them, envelops them with so many, you know, I guess, baggage,
right,
that it ends up turning them bad.
Well, when they structure themselves so that they begin emulating the mainstream counterparts,
right,
that we fight against, who are gatekeepers for information and truth, then they start mirroring them.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They become them.
As we see now, you know, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell and George Norrie is owned by Clear Channel. Also, GCN now is an ABC affiliate. And Pacifica Radio with Amy Goodman, her Disinformation Now show, of course, gets all this money from the think tanks and so forth. So anytime you have this influx of mainstream sources, it can't do anything good to what should be an independent source.
Right.
Also, what they do is bow to advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime that you allow an advertiser to come in and tell you what to say or think, that can't be a good thing. Another thing is peer pressure.
Yes.
This goes hand in hand with a network structure where if someone is the franchise of a radio show, everybody else on that network has to remain very meek and silent, because if they say anything about the franchise's negative elements,
right,
then they get booted or silenced from the show.
Yeah, when you start hearing things like the president of the company has to ask this franchise person, this popular radio personality's permission or opinion or get their okay,
right,
on making decisions, you have to start wondering who's running the company.
Yeah, and how independent is it? Another thing is the hard sell. People that come on and just buy. It seems like their show becomes one long infomercial for the products that they're selling. And, you know, they'll come out and say, oh, well, these other sites sell books and videos. Yeah, like we do at Wing TV, but we don't make our show one long infomercial where they say, buy my video.
Right, when
like
your show becomes all about promoting, entirely promoting your products or other people's products so that you can get advertising revenue,
yeah,
you know, then how much information are you really getting except about those products?
Right. Another thing that really hurts talk radio is when they have a pay-per-view element to it. So either you have to pay to watch their certain archives or whatever, or they just have people that support the show in general. And what they do is they become servants to the people that donate money to keep the show going. We ran into this once last year where we were doing someone's radio show, and we're very controversial. In every element, we're controversial. And the people that were paying this woman through their subscription fees started putting the pressure on, saying, if you have them on your show anymore, or if you go on their show, we're not going to give you money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this radio show host ended up bowing,
right,
to the people that kept their show afloat, and
now,
that's not good either.
We don't have any problem seeing this happening in our government when it caters to special interest groups. Yet, for some reason, a lot of you have a problem seeing it happening right in front of your nose in the alternative media.
Yeah, when the government does it in the mainstream media, it's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
But when these other quote-unquote alternative sources do it, where the alternative media equals the mainstream media, people have trouble recognizing it. And what we'll do right now before we get started is say, if you're paying for internet news in any way, shape, or form, you're a fool. What we say at the end of Wing TV every day is don't pay for internet news, because there's so much out there that's free that if you're getting suckered into their traps, and paying for their news, you're a fool. So,
we'd also like to say this is not an all-inclusive list. We just dealt with radio personalities on this and their shows in this segment of Wing TV. In the near future, we're going to come out with lists of websites also.
But now this is the best of the best of independent talk radio first. And these aren't in any particular order, so please don't take them that way. Of course, one of our favorites is Visigoth.
Mm-hmm.
He does a show called From the Grassy Knoll, and we've probably done his show more than anybody else's. And he does, it's just a nice, free-flowing show. He's always well-prepared, always has
He's so intelligent.
Yeah, and information that's very far from the beaten path. You know? He actually goes into libraries and researches this stuff instead of just getting everything from the internet.
And he's not selling anything.
Right. Second, Alex Merklinger. He does a show called
Mysteries of the Mind at mysteriesofthemind.com.
Yeah. One of our favorite stories about Alex Merklinger is he said he was actually approached by Clear Channel a few years ago. They wanted him to do a syndicated talk show, and he said they're giving him big money, offering him big money, but there was one clause in there that said they have complete editorial control
of the content.
Of the content and the guests on his show, and he finally turned him down.
Right.
And thank goodness he did, because that right there shows that he can't be compromised like Art Bell.
Alex, an artist, his wife, they're just great people, and their goodness just seeps right into their show.
Right. Rick Biaseda, he does a show out in Chicago. He's also the author of a book.
It's WJLS.
Okay, out in Chicago. Author of the book, The Angry White Male. He was also one of the Minutemen that went down to Arizona. And this guy,
he has his own unique, distinctive, rough-cut style, but he doesn't pull any punches, and he tells it just like he sees it.
And when it comes to patriotism, this guy is what you call a real patriot.
That's right.
How about Erskine?
Erskine was great. He's got a fantastic personality. He's really knowledgeable.
Upbeat.
And he had us talking about 9/11 on trial. 9/11 on trial is a great litmus test.
Yeah.
If people will allow that information from the best 48 sources regarding the World Trade Center collapses, if they'll let that information on their show, it says a lot about them and how much they stand up for truth.
Right. He does a show called Erskine Overnight, and when it comes to late-night talk radio, we'd say he is the best out there.
He certainly won't put you to sleep.
Yeah, far and above any of the rest. Now, maybe our most enjoyable interview ever was when we appeared on the Duke Skorich show.
Mm-hmm.
He does
twice.
Twice. The first time was actually our first interview ever about 9/11 on trial, and it was the most fast-paced, action-packed show we've ever done. There were callers in there, and he does it on Wisconsin Public Radio, 91.3, and just a hell of a show. Really, really good.
In fact, James Fetzer, was on both of those shows.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah. Okay, how about Jeffrey Bennett?
Jeffrey Bennett is a fantastic radio show host. He can entertain you, too. He's a history buff, an old movie buff, and he's really intense about this illegal immigration issue, and so he's focusing quite a bit on his show on that nowadays.
Yeah.
And he's terrific.
His show is called Perspectives on America. He also has a website.
FederalObserver.com.
Okay. Clay Douglas, the Free American.
He's another one that doesn't pull any punches.
Right. Yeah, and he also now is started working for the American Free Press, so that works doubly in his favor. Michael Corbett.
From For a Closer Look.
Yep.
He's real mellow, but he's also involved in the illegal immigration issue also, and he has some great guests on his show, and he's not afraid to talk the truth.
That's right. Dr. Stanley Monteith.
Very intellectual.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed being on his show.
Yeah, somebody sent us quite a few, Tom Stoneburner sent us quite a few of Dr. Monteith's DVDs, and this guy is just a fountain of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it when you listen to his show that he knows everything, really, about everything in the world.
Listening to his show is a learning experience, even for us, too.
Yeah,
it's
and his show's called Radio Liberty. Mm-hmm. Hey, down in Texas there, John Stattmiller.
Mm-hmm.
He does the National Intel Report.
That's right. Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
Fantastic. They've got a nice line of shows there, and John hits all points and has a variety of different kinds of guests on his show.
He's hard-headed, you know.
Everybody has their own style and their own presentation, their own delivery, but we applaud their efforts, too, at Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Now, somebody who's getting some of the biggest names on their show lately is Daryl Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He's located over in France. The name of his show is The French Connection. He's going to have Scott Ritter on his show. He just recently had Sybil Edmonds. Ralph Nader he's had a couple times.
Well, I think now he's filling in on the Midas Report.
Right.
And hopefully we'll be getting his regular show in the near future. But he's done some fantastic work. I think he's supposed to have Galloway.
Yeah.
Mr. Galloway on his show pretty
soon.
Yeah,
George Galloway. At least he's trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the number one patriot in America, Rick Stanley.
Oh, yeah. Rick Stanley's fantastic, and I'm so glad that he has a regular forum now to speak to large audiences about the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all the amendments. He's great. He's our friend. We love him, and we're glad he has a radio show.
Yeah, he's been arrested a couple times. Mm-hmm. He ran for the Senate in the state of Colorado in 2002. His site can be found at stanley2002.org.
He's challenged the IRS.
Right. We met him down in Washington, D.C. He came into town, into the city in his big RV, horns blaring, flag waving.
The guy's fearless.
He really is. And that's what we need. We need more fearlessness in this radio.
Right.
There's also a woman named Gianni Hayes,
mm-hmm.
who I don't know how long her show's been running, but she also writes for News with Views. The name of her show is The New World Order Disorder. We've appeared on her show twice.
Yeah, it was
and,
great.
Yeah, she really knew the book 9/11 on Trial. You could tell that when she gets something, she just doesn't leaf through a few pages. She reads it intently, and she knew this book well, and you could tell from the questions she asked.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
Now, down in Florida, we got a guy named Andre Eggleshawn.
Right.
He does, it's called Mystic Radio. It's on 1580 AM WSRF.
I thought it was FM.
Now, 1580 AM. And he's also the author of a recently released book, Thieves in the Temple.
Right.
That we're going to put up on our site here in the near future. We just got to get some time.
This guy will knock your socks off. He's terrific.
When it comes to knowing about the mm-hmm. Federal Reserve, I think he's unmatched right now.
He'd be a great president.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's so intelligent.
Now, up in Canada, we got a guy named Leno Samick, mm-hmm. Black Off Radio.
With Anita Langley.
Right. And he's done some fine work up there. And they come at it from a different perspective, I think.
They're coming at it from outside America's borders. And so it's interesting to get the Canadian perspective on what's going on in our country and how it relates to their country and the world.
Yeah. Now, there's a woman also whose show we've done twice now. Her name is Hepzibah.
Yeah.
And
Eye on the Future Radio.
Eye on the Future Radio. And she has probably the most unique delivery. And anyone who's ever heard her knows why. But a very fearless woman also.
Mm-hmm.
She's not afraid to call a spade a spade.
Loudly.
Loudly. And, she knows history. And she also can see, we discussed on her show, some of the problems occurring in this alternative media. And she's not afraid to stand up and speak the truth, which is one of the big criteria we use, is if someone wants to play it safe because mm-hmm. they say, well, if I say anything about anybody, then maybe I won't get on a radio show, or maybe Jeff Rentz won't carry my article.
Or maybe I'll be opened up to public ridicule.
Yeah.
We know a little bit about that.
Right. And anyone that says that, then what they're doing basically is living in a cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
They're like an ostrich that's putting their head in the sand. And a good article to read is on the Wing TV homepage today. It's called Truth Movement Voices of Conscience. And we said in this article how much we need these voices of conscience to keep this alternative media honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's and there's writers out there who for years have been called the conscience of the 9/11 movement or so forth that are strangely silent now,
mm-hmm.
and it's because there's this heavy hand in the alternative media that basically says, if you don't toe the line exactly by what we say, then we won't let you on our shows, we won't publish your articles. And
it makes you wonder how deeply they actually believe in the truth,
right.
if they won't even stand up for it on the internet.
Yeah. Because the conscience is something that should remind us all the time of what is right and what is wrong. And if our conscience goes silent, it's no longer a conscience.
So what kind of truth media do we have if it has no conscience, or it has a conscience that's sleeping?
Exactly. Now, another host we found very, very intriguing was Kiti Awadu.
Yes.
I think he's out in Arizona.
LIBradio.com.
That's in L.A.
He's in California. And he's a computer technical genius.
Yeah.
And he also is very well versed on the AIDS virus subject, and he's written about it, and he's great. His views are similar to John Rappaport's.
Yeah.
And you should check him out.
Yeah. And he's also written about rap music and how it's being used by the powers that be.
Right, the hip-hop generation.
Yeah, to keep the black population controlled and confined.
Yeah, I think he called it the New World Order and hip-hop or something like that, yeah.
Also, there's a woman named Kelly McGinley.
Mm-hmm. Alabama.
Yep, down in Alabama. She has a show called Retaking America. Mm-hmm. And I think she was the second interview we did with 9/11 on trial. And
she's got a great style, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see more of the women coming out into this talk radio realm and getting their voices out there.
Yeah.
And they're powerful hitters.
Yeah. And speaking of women, another woman whose show we've done quite a number of times in the past, Georgianne Hughes.
Mm-hmm, the Bite Show.
The Bite Show. And
she focuses a lot on the vaccines, and she's also really involved in the illegal immigration issue because it's happening right where she lives.
And also, she was talking about this whole pedophilia craze long before...
Right, years ago.
Anybody else jumped on the bandwagon recently. I mean, if you turn on some of these company men now, they act as if they're the first people to ever talk about pedophilia in government and so forth. And Georgianne Hughes was years before them.
That's right.
And, you know, talking with, like, Kathy O'Brien and so forth. I mean, we were talking to Kathy O'Brien back in the 90s before any of these people ever jumped on the bandwagon. So she's another good one to check out. Now, this guy, I think, is in Arizona or New Mexico, Leland Lehrman.
Yep.
And
yeah, we did his show, too.
Yeah, regrettably... His show isn't streamed on the internet, so it's only a local show. I think it's on AM, but it's called Mother Media, and he's
heavily involved in 9/11 research too.
Right?
He writes some pretty fantastic articles himself.
Plus, he came out with a blockbuster article recently about Israel, Iran, and the United States, and what roles each of these countries are going to play if and when this invasion of Iraq takes place. Also, another guy up in Canada. Mm-hmm. Lenny Bloom.
Right, Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger. And this is, you know, I don't want to say the most tabloidish show, but this will be the one that pushes it to the outer limits as far as it goes.
He has his own viewpoints, and we don't agree with everything that Lenny has to say, but we applaud his efforts at getting his voice and his message out there and hearing ours.
Yeah, when we were on his show, we actually got into it pretty good with him over the disagreements. And,
he's very entertaining, though. Yeah. He's a great radio show host, and we like him a lot.
And see, he knew that we disagreed with him on certain elements, but he still had us on his show, and he broached these topics.
Right.
And he didn't hide behind his microphone and refuse to answer questions or refuse to talk about certain
subjects. Right, it was a nice, healthy discussion.
Yeah. Why are some of these people on the internet afraid to even engage in a dialogue? Why do they hide behind their microphone? Why are they so afraid?
They shut down discussion.
Yeah,
in fact,
shut down.
Alex Jones even says nobody calls up that disagrees with him, but he doesn't let people on that disagree with him. So.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, when we're talking about this, we're pointing the finger at Alex Jones because this guy has no dialogue about anything he disagrees with, anything that casts him even in a remotely negative
light. He has a monologue, not a dialogue.
Yeah, it's a monologue.
If you disagree with him, he has a monologue.
Yeah, here's what he expects from his audience. He wants you to stay silent. He wants to pat you on the head. He doesn't want you to form your own opinions. And basically, he wants to do your thinking for you. And if you disagree with him, he's going to hang up on you, he's going to delete or censor your call from his archives, and he's going to act in exactly the same way, maybe even worse, Lisa, than the mainstream media. I mean, this is a Big Brother memory hole that he's operating there. And when we wrote that original article a few years ago, Alex Jones equals Big Brother, it still stands to this day. I mean, it's as precise as it can be. Dave Von Kleist.
Yep, he had us on the show, and we talked about 9/11 on trial. Now, here's another one where we don't necessarily support the pod theory.
Right.
And he knows that, but he had us on his show, and we were able to talk about a lot of things, and we really didn't even necessarily talk too much about 9/11 on trial on his show. We were just talking about all kinds of 9/11-related issues, and it was very fun.
And Dave's a fighter, you know. He'll go up against someone that he doesn't agree with. He'll come out from behind his microphone. And he doesn't hide in a cocoon. And for that, we give him credit.
Right.
Last but not least, now we haven't appeared on these these guys' show yet, but they're up-and-comers. It's called Revere Radio.
Right.
And we're going to soon appear.
Several guys involved in this. It's grassroots radio effort. I believe it's out of Florida, and they're currently getting more hosts for their lineup, too. And we're looking forward to hearing their programs and getting to know them better. And all they want to do is tell the truth.
It seems like a nice alternative to, once again, these company men. And that's what you get when you have George Norrie, Art Bell, Jeff Renz, Alex Jones. These are corporate company men now. They have become anything but independent. There's big money there. They bow to advertisers.
Let's give their website, too. It's revereradionetwork.com. Revere like Paul Revere.
Right. So right there, folks, that's about, I'd say, 22, 23 of the best internet radio shows out there today.
Yeah.
We're going to put a link up in the next few days, hopefully, on all these individuals so you can link to them. And if somebody's name isn't on this list that you think should be, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll update it. And if somebody's name isn't on this list, there's a reason why. You think about that, because the names we haven't mentioned don't belong on this list because they've become company men.
We may have forgotten some
people in the course of it,
but others are deliberately omitted because we found that, like we said, 9/11 on trial is a litmus test. We are a litmus test.
Right.
People want nothing to do with us. Then there's something going on there. It should raise a red flag with you.
And what we've said that even if George Norrie or Art Bell wanted us on their show, there's more than likely a good chance we wouldn't even be allowed then because they have to bow down to Clear Channel. And now that GCN is an ABC affiliate, do you think that has something to do with why Alex Jones or Jeff Renz didn't have us on their show?
The whole thing is, you don't have to limit yourself to listening to one or two networks.
Right.
There are so many varied voices out there.
Yeah.
People trying to tell the truth. They're big and small. Their audience sizes vary, you know, and they reach different demographics. And that's the great thing. There's always somebody out there to reach everybody.
If you want an independent media, listen to those people who truly are independent. And here at Wing TV, we're independent, and we don't charge you a penny to tune in to our show or to get to any of our articles there. If you're paying for internet news, you're a fool.
And make sure that when you're looking at independent media, factor in this. Factor this thing where, are they promoting other independent media or just themselves?
Exactly.
We promote independent media other than ourselves.
We just gave 23 examples there. So, folks, we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.